Also wanted just to mention something. Don asked me about the sign. Where did that phrase come from? Homecoming responsibility, right? Isn't that what it says? Well, it's a play on words. We all know about responsibility, I think. And I just want to share a moment of thanks. We've been looking in Luke's gospel for, I don't know, a long time. And in part of Luke's gospel talks about a lot of Jesus' teachings. And I like that because Dr. Luke, being a physician, gave us a lot of insight on spiritual healing, physical healing, all of that. So responsibility, I think we all say that it's an important feature of adult life. I think we would all say that we as people need to take responsibility for our own lives and our own actions and our engagement into the world. I think we would all say that it's wrong simply to expect somebody else to do everything for us. And this is what it means to graduate from childhood to adulthood. We learn that we grow and then we take our place within our families and our communities and our contributors. But taking responsibility for other things, our jobs, our deeds, and our lives, except when we're talking about our relationship with Jesus. I think homecoming is a good time to reflect on what we offer and what we leave behind when we go home to be with the Lord. Oh yeah, some of us, we got wills and all that, and that's important. But what do you leave behind? You leave behind seeds that was planted into somebody about your faith, especially children. That is the most precious gift that we can ever give to our children and our family. That's why I love to hear, find out that that was Phil talking to the kids during that children's moment. Because it's important, it's a responsibility for all of us to pass on our faith. What it meant to you in your life and how Jesus came into your life and allowed you to get through all kinds of things and family tragedies and death and COVID and all of that. The passages of scripture in Luke tells us all about that because the disciples were experiencing something like we experience. But Jesus was very unique in his teaching, and he was pushing back at his disciples, and he pushed back firmly. Not because they'd done anything wrong, because they were willing to sit back and allow him to take full responsibility for their actions and even their faith.